saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back again with another episode for you. It is Friday and it's part two of Arc 10 episode one. And I hope that you've been enjoying it. It's so nice to have Zach back in the GM seat. What an absolute treat for everyone. I wanted to flag that if you are enjoying this particular arc, then I'm about to post a off-leash episode, a bonus episode over on our Champions of Zone feed and tier on the Patreon with the wonderful John Mackey. We did an incredible character creation session where we basically took three pop culture characters and we made them a character sheet. I think we did Cersei Lannister, we also did Beetlejuice, and we did someone else. I can't remember who the third person was, but it was super fun, and I would highly recommend going to check it out. You can join, it's just $10 a month, and you get everything. You get ad-free episodes, you get Arc Box, you get No Part 1, Part 2, you obviously support the show and help us carry on doing it, and you get like three extra episodes. So you're basically getting like five more episodes per month than you would be getting on this feed. And you've got months and months worth of content to catch up on as well. What a treat. Very exciting. And I hope that you will join us over there. But if you can't, that's fine. We appreciate you being here. Don't forget to leave us a review if you are enjoying the show. But without any further ado, let's us go ahead and throw over to the one, the only, past Zakuyama. Take it away.
As y'all are talking about Kirp, you hear this sort of loud, bell chiming in the distance. You think it's kind of from the direction that you came from by the water, and you hear sort of a town crierish voice yell like,
"Closing the inlet. We're closing the inlet."
And everyone's sort of nodding. Everyone knows what this means in town.
I think they're closing the inlet.
Yeah, it seems like they're closing the inlet.
It seems like about time.
Obviously,
I don't think you guys know, so I'm going to check with Denise really quick and see what... Denise,
hmm? Yes.
Sorry, what does that mean?
Closing the inlet?
Yeah. Unless you guys wanted to explain.
No. Yeah, Denise, go for it.
Yeah.
Well, she's good at this.
Thank you. I guess I am.
Oh, you're old friends.
It's, yeah. No, but...
She's got such a peculiar name. I had to meet her.
And he shifts full body language away from the two of them. In this town, when we close the inlet, it's because the geothermal, Mount Truncus went off recently, and just the geothermal activity is really raging right now, and it's pretty unpredictable. So the waters can be like boiling hot, and sometimes like gouts of fire, it can get really out of control.
They call it Mount Truncus because it looks like an elephant's trunk is leading down the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Really? Thank you.
It's actually welcome. Right.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you.
Basically right. I mean, that's not why they call it that, but...
local legend says that.
Mm. You're not off, is what I'm
saying. But you expect him to be off, Denise. He knows. He knows a thing or two.
Oh, okay.
Everybody reacts like I'm not gonna get it.
She moves to like behind you and kind of squats behind Sago Gleg, just fully putting the other two guys out of her view. So, when it's like this, they close the inlet, and a lot of people usually head down the river, but when it's like this, we can't really safely do that. So, it's off the table for a little while.
Ah, man, so we're a little stuck here.
Yeah, but I would say, like, in a couple of months, it'll open back up.
Denise, that's a beautiful name.
You see something shift in her eyes. Thank you. Thank you.
He's macking on her.
Are you also a purveyor of, like, the rooms here? I'm kind of looking for somewhere to stay if I'm stuck here.
Yeah, but, you know, there may or may not be... I mean, everyone's kind of stuck here, so there may not be a room available. And you know, it's closed for months, so, like, people have booked it up.
Oh, yeah.
But, so if you're trying to get out of here anytime soon, I'm sorry. I don't really know what... Maybe you could... Maybe one of the other taverns you could go to, or...
Yeah, you don't know anybody with a spare bed or anything like that, huh?
This guy's got game.
She goes... Not at all. And walks away. Takes your plate.
I didn't even eat it. Who ate that?
Oh, sorry. I slurped it up right when I got set down. Sorry.
So you knew about this?
We know.
Of course.
We know how this whole town works. Mm.
We don't get stranded.
No.
We don't never get stranded. We always knew.
Oh, okay. We've always known. We're always in control. Yeah. We know exactly what's we can predict the future a lot of times.
Really?
Yes.
Word flies around the forest.
Yes.
Once something hits the forest, everybody knows.
Uh huh. What's something you predicted before?
I predicted that that I was going to get an arm injury today.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess that's not something I can prove or disprove.
Yeah,
so very good.
Oh, I predicted.
I am incredibly hungry, okay. And you've eaten both my plates. I did want to order some food real quick.
Kurt comes back with some two plates that were just. Some people just left these on their table.
That means they ate some of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bites taken out of them.
They're done with them. It's not up for grabs.
I think they got out of here.
Look, I eat everything and I keep eating, but yeah. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and really to be sensible about my food choices here. All right, you can have some though if you want, Kurt.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I brought them over here. I know I can have some. I was offering it to you. They're not yours to give.
How are you low statusing me? I.
Kurt, my man, where'd you get the haircut? I like your look.
Thanks, man. It's actually a hat.
bummer.
But it does look like hair. That's the goal. Yeah. I was just really struck out over there. That whole family did not want to talk to me or date me.
You went through an entire family, husband, wife, kids, aunts. Yeah.
Their adult children, their aunt, their uncle, the grandfather. Struck out 16 times.
Hey, shooters gotta shoot. Shooters gotta shoot. If you want to get laid, you gotta get laid.
Just the whole restaurant's basically looking at you guys like this is bad news.
Hey, I don't love these fellas, but I mean, yeah, they're being themselves. We gotta give them that at least.
Thank you so much.
Just little whispers.
Thanks.
So I do have kind of a reputation to upkeep. Never mind.
Yeah, what did you say? You eat and you always keep eating? I've heard that.
Yeah, you look so familiar. You look so familiar.
Zipping around the forest, people talking about TV shows, yeah, something.
No. I don't know what you mean.
Saggy. Sabaro. I mean, I feel like we know everybody. I mean, we've been friends for forever, and we try to keep an eye out on what's going on in the world, trying to keep
stay abreast
of what's going on, you know. Because
I kind of slinked away to go use the restroom, but they followed me, and now we're at three urinals or a trough, and they're still talking about this next to me.
Yeah, you know, me and Strundle, we go way back. You know, we've been business partners forever.
Call me Teet.
Yeah, you could call him Teet again. You said I couldn't call you Teet before, but all right. But anyway, we've been business partners for a long time. If you have any ideas,
I go into a stall and close the door. Yeah,
like if you ever want to make a quick buck, I'll tell you what. Duder is your man.
You're still listening, right?
I'm hearing.
There's a guy in the stall next to you who's like, you see his feet shuffle around like he's trying to figure out like what's happening outside. Because he heard someone pee and then move to a stall.
Hey, everything okay in there?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Are you asking?
Or was that?
This guy shuts up immediately.
Sounds like someone's doing the river dance in there. You're okay? You're struggling with your number two? All right.
You see feet kind of go up.
Dude, we're just trying to do a business deal with a stranger. You don't have to freaking hide.
Yeah, you know, and, 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 and I hate that we just phrased it as a business deal. I think what we're trying to do, we like to sort of leverage friendships and our skills with other people to help them achieve their dreams and their goals. You know what I mean? You could think we're hired guns. You know, you got a problem you want to solve, we'll solve it for you. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, we'll solve it like nobody else will have ever solved the problem before. Mm-hmm. That's all I'll say. So if there's anything you need, if you need pine cones, if you need to figure out a way to like sort of sneakily sort of get out of town, we can figure it out.
You need to burn pine cones.
Yeah. If you need to get help transport from one place to another, I mean, we can work out the logistics for you. I mean,
we're buying and selling and flipping pine cones. We can get you in on the ground floor.
Right. The pine cones are kind of a persistent business that are sort of on top of a sort of more broadly strewn business.
People think the forest just happens. You got to plant it. Well, nature does that. When a pine cone falls, a new tree grows. But we've collected all the pine cones.
Okay.
So there's no more new trees unless it's coming out of my bag.
I am appreciating learning all of this about you guys. I don't think we need to be making eye contact, so you can kind of take your sideways faces out from the slits right in between the stall there. Okay. I can hear
you. Are you
okay
shaking hands yet? Is that here? Let me stick it out here. Grab it. Grab the mitt.
Shake his hand. I'll touch him.
That's not my hand.
Whoa. Nice hand.
You're a door slide open and a guy sprints out of the bathroom.
Shake his hand.
Let me flush my hands here.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can tell you have you look like the kind of guy that might have a sort of deep pocket. And we're always looking to make a buck. We're always looking to do something. And I don't mean to be all forward and like pitch us as any kind of like helpers. But if you need anything, I just want you to know that Deuter and Teet can take care of it. That's all I'm saying.
And we're great followers.
Yep.
So if you want to be a leader, your followers are right here.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people who want to follow me. You know, as good as it feels,
I'll pray to you. Anything you need.
We do not mind adding a deity. We will do it. We will put you on the totem pole.
I've been at the bottom of many groups. Bottom of many groups.
Kirk walks up to you and is like, how do we lose these guys?
That was a little loud, Kurt.
I mean, burp.
Okay. He's just burping. Oh.
Me too. Yeah. Me too, Kurt. Yeah. Like, great hair.
I'm like thinking about it, and I'm like, well, I don't like these guys, but I know through business and through the entertainment industry that you have to keep relationships with people you don't really like. Because those are usually the people who could be helpful later on.
Just saying it out loud, huh? Jesus.
I mean, burp.
Our table! Our table! Oh, it's packed out there! We're going to lose our table!
You run back out to see what's going on with your table, and you see Garf has straddled his whole body over the table. He's like, they're coming back! They're coming back, I swear it!
And just like an elderly couple trying to sit
there. Yeah, Denise is there with his elderly couple, like trying to figure it out.
boys.
Thank you, Garf. Truly unnecessary, but thank you so much.
Good on you, man. Appreciate this. Oh,
anything for you, Sago. And nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, if you like him, you have to like us now. That's the we're a package deal now. We watched this guy use the bathroom. That means we're best friends. Yeah.
I'm like a little worried that these guys are maybe gonna like try to rob me or screw me at some point. Can I do like some sort of check just to see like how trustworthy they are?
Yeah, you can make an insight check.
4.
Yeah, they look pretty trustworthy. I would say like you're like, these are solid guys. I found my guys.
I tell you what, you remind me of my brothers and some of the guys I grew up with in a small town. There's just a vibe here that I feel very comfortable in.
How about
I believe this? You. Yeah, that seemed like your decision.
Yeah. And look, how about this? I know we can be a lot. Okay? We are a lot of energy. How about from now on there's just sort of like a gesture or like a word you say that sort of tells us to sort of turn the temperature down? How about that? What if, speaking of temperature, it's getting kind
of
hot in here.
Speaking of speaking, don't speak for me.
Okay, this is a rule that's only for me. If I'm putting on too much, how about you do the little, like, sort of neck cut gesture?
Cut! Cut! That's right, maybe not. Are you famous?
No, I mean, not. No, it's not a big deal, really.
Is he famous? Not be Sago Glegg, the purveyor of toilets, the eater of things. These are neither of his sayings, but I feel as though they capture the ethos of them.
Don't worry about it.
Sago Glegg.
Wait a second.
Sago Glegg, he eats an egg. Everybody, touch his leg. That was what I would say.
Yeah, that's not a thing. But yeah, I like that. People are always trying new catchphrases to make a
everybody touch a leg. Everybody eat an egg.
Garf is trying to get everyone to do it.
Hey, and it's really embarrassing for me if people don't join me.
He rolls a five. But everybody touch a leg. He's just like really kind of dancing with it around. And all the tables are just like. And eventually Shep comes over. He's like, listen, you're making everyone here uncomfortable. You guys are really out of hand.
Who?
Everybody else. He points directly at you. You three, like, he just touching everyone's chest. Like, listen, maybe just take it outside for a little bit. We're going to be stuck. Us river captains, this is the time of year when we'll just be holed up here. And, you know, it's sort of like almost like clockwork that we have to park our boats here. So. Mm. Despite how random and volatile a volcano can be, it's almost seasonal here.
Yeah.
So for that reason alone, I'm going to have to ask you guys to maybe take a walk outside.
Hey, but we could tell when we're not wanted somewhere. So me and my two friends and his friends, who I'm not necessarily quite acquainted with yet, we'll get out of here. We'll get out of here.
If I promise that... I can ditch these guys. Could I get a room? I'll pay you whatever it takes.
Same.
Who's ditching who?
Whoever gets the room. Whoever gets the room.
It's not about. There's just no. It's they're booked up.
I'll stay with. If you know somebody that could use somebody around.
It's already the kind of the situation where like good buds are calling in the favor to sleep on a couch. You know, and right. No one knows you all. And you're all being asked to just leave. So there's a lot of hurdles in the way.
I'll leave. I still have not had a bite to eat.
You have a little bit of egg on your face.
Well, I've had one egg, but that's not a whole bite to eat. I, you know.
Denise, one dinner serving for our guest. And Denise quickly runs back and brings back a plate for you.
Look at how weird Denise is.
Are you single? Are you
me?
Yeah.
Well, no, I have somebody who I'm deeply in love with, but if we're stuck here for a while, it's kind of weird.
Wait, are you trying to go somewhere?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get back home. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this is not my goal to be here. This is just a stopping point because I needed a rest.
Where's home for you?
Solinport.
Solinport?
That's crazy.
That is crazy that we are also, it's on the way.
Yeah, we just heard of that place.
On the way to, and you guys tell me on three where you're both going. One, two, three.
South
of the place.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, that is kind of where I'm headed.
That is correct.
We are heading into winter, right?
Yeah.
We go south for the winter.
Oh, like geese.
Yeah.
Much like.
What do you say we travel together?
I mean, I have been trying to be more at peace with myself and more alone, but I do not like my own thoughts, and it's been 2 days, so maybe we'll spend a little time with the caveat that if I'm ready to part ways, we'll part ways.
So... Sago, you would know this, that what you are signing up for to walk to Solinport with these guys is like maybe a year of walking.
I guess I was...
Just
I thought,
like an undetermined amount of time.
Intent-wise, I thought maybe because you knew where it was, you had a way to get there that was beyond just walking.
We could roll. We could roll.
What do you mean? Is that like a magic?
no
power
like
you have.
If you find a hill and you don't want to walk down it because it's slow, you can roll down it.
You maybe can. I'm a little taller, and it's. I think it's more surface area for me.
You know what I'm excited about? The grand adventure we're all about to take together.
Are there any other like? I might actually just try it. Once things cool down, I get a little rest, come back and talk to these boat guys and see if they can get me out of here.
No,
eventually.
Don't
tell no right away.
We can do it for you. Listen, like we can do it for you. We have a
big pine cone.
Yeah, that's what we call our boat. We have a boat, actually.
Yeah. It's right down where the water meets the edge.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm still
yeah.
working on my trust from before of these guys.
Yeah, they seem like they have a boat.
All right, I've never been on a pine cone boat.
Well, it's not the boat's not a pine cone. It's called pine cone. It's also an awesome boat. By the way,
generally shape wise, a pine cone to me seems pretty. Tall.
Porous, not buoyant.
Yeah, not buoyant. So
yeah, it's like how if somebody's big, you call them tiny. If somebody's little, you call them big guy.
You call your boat pine cone because it's very much not like a pine cone.
Yes,
well, it doesn't look like your average boat, but we did christen it. We broke a bottle of wine on it.
Garf leans over to you guys, and he's been watching this, and he's like, can I whisper to you guys for a second?
And
he's like, Sago, we'll be right back.
Listen. I 100% know you're lying, but I'm game, and I'm in. If I get to come with you, I can get you a boat.
And you seem to really love this guy.
Sago?
Yeah.
I mean, call me a fan is but an understatement.
He's a famous guy. He's got a lot of money.
I mean, I have to imagine he's worth more than his weight in gold.
Holy smokes, Strundle.
This is a perfect foursome. You take the boat guy, us two, and this guy, and we go south.
Sounds like a plan to me. Listen, you just gotta, listen, you know we're lying, but you gotta act like we're the smartest guys in the room.
Two of the smartest fellas I've ever seen.
Just picked up a pirate affectation there that you didn't have before.
I've had an off and on pirate affectation my whole life.
I get
life.
It, it's attitude. Yes, sometimes you feel it.
Because a river, you're not can be really much of a pirate as much as on the open seas.
Right,
and so it drifts in and out.
You're a scallywag.
Oh, I would 100% say I'm a scallywag.
Great.
All right, I'm going to go down to the inlet. Let me know, you guys make your way over there and I'll figure it out.
The boat that we described?
Yeah.
Can you just kind of stand in front of it, and when we get down there, we'll figure it out?
Okay, yes. You said it was called the pine cone?
Kind of pine cone, but it's because it's opposite pine cone. It looks very buoyant.
You got it. He runs off.
He's just going to go prepare the boat. He's just going to prepare the boat, so everything should be fine.
Oh, okay, great.
This is your luckiest day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we can leave tonight? Do we have to stay here, or what's the story?
Yeah, we can leave. We can leave tonight. We can leave right now.
Whenever you want.
Yeah, whenever you want to go, we can go.
I don't know what to do with Kerp.
Kerp's like, what do you mean?
How many people can your boat fit, I guess, is the question.
20?
We're all kind of big.
20, 25. It's a huge boat.
You float, right, Kerp? You're amphibious?
I'm amphibious. But have you ever seen those videos of someone throwing a turtle in the water because they thought it was the wrong kind of...
A box turtle in the water and it's a land turtle that they threw in the
yeah,
water.
Yeah.
So that would be like you.
But I would love to come on the water.
I mean, look, there's... We got room for at least 20, 25. It's kind of a big boat.
Yes.
I'm worth probably 5 in terms of weight.
Yeah.
Heavy shell.
Give me
heavy
one shell. Piece of your hair and you're in.
Blink.
Yes.
Blink.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey,
ladies,
I mean.
Ladies, back off. Ladies, please. I'm only but one elf.
There's a bunch of tables scooting. A bunch of mops falling on the ground.
Wow, you got hairy feet. And I like that.
You have fully alienated yourself from everyone in this restaurant. There is like everyone's whispering on the side. Like it's a lot of dads trying to figure out if they should do something. Is what. cool. Kerp's like, I would come with you if you'd want, but look, Sako, I know we're not absolutely best friends. It's up to you.
Well, one thing I'm working at, and I hope you don't take this as an insult, but is taking people for who they are and not judging them and allowing that to be. And wow. So even though I feel that nobody here is really compatible with me as a person and nobody will let me relax, I don't want to leave you here alone if there's no rooms. I'd feel bad about that.
Wow. You see that Kerp is sort of touches a claw to his chest. He's like, puts one hand up to his hat and pulls another peacock feather off and hands it to Bink. You.
You're in my top five.
Top five.
You're in my top five.
He pulls out a T-Mobile phone and it's his contacts.
Well, don't. Beep, 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 beep. Don't.
What is this thing?
Oh, well,
free
yeah.
text. Free long distance. He's looking at a thing that just doesn't exist in this world.
I'm with you.
Whatever it is, it looks like the most affordable option that's even on the same network as Verizon, whatever
for
that
teens.
Is.
Look, that means a lot, and I promise I earn my keep. Kerp will earn his keep.
Can we just, for my edification right now, admit that I don't actually want to make out with my siblings, and you've set me up in a difficult would you rather?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're all inside of me.
10.
You know, it's hard to tell, but he may or may not believe that. He's just trying to be nice.
All right, yeah, shake sure. on it. Shake is your bond.
He shakes your hand. You can do another insight check.
8.
You believe? Yeah. He means that.
You're my guy, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, brother.
And you're a normal guy.
Sago, you and Kerp head down towards the water. And I guess you haven't left yet, have you? Okay. So Kerp, Sago, Strundleteet, and Deuter.
Yeah.
You make your way down the hill to the water. The boatman is nowhere to be seen, but you see a lot of these boats docked and just kind of, you know, anchored in the shallow waters of this area. There's sort of this gate that came down that actually is up at the moment. You see this boat that you could only describe as the opposite of a pine cone. Instead of a bunch of little pointy things, it's skinny and thick. It's a thick skinny. Whatever you're picturing, sure. As you get closer, you see that the side of the boat, you see a Garf running around, just pulling on ropes and things. You see the side of the boat, there's a freshly painted cursive that kind of streaks over the word rapscallion, pine cone.
Sago! Sago and his guest, right this way.
There she is.
There she is. Look at her. What a beaut.
Proof of the truth.
Well, all right. I'm sorry for not trusting you guys. It's my fault.
You know, it's
I
tough.
Apologize.
We have an abrasive energy. It's tough for people to trust us usually. So
I appreciate your self-awareness.
Yeah.
You know
what
makes me sad? Seeing all these boats tethered to the dock. That's not what they're made for.
I'll put the knife down. I don't know that.
They're supposed to be out on the water. They're wasting their lives.
Not on your neck. No. It's okay.
I'm fine.
Garf.
That was a strong
metaphor.
Oh, my God. For a second.
Wow.
Just like the first night like in a dorm where you realize your roommate's it's going to be a long year.
You want to hold this? Hold this.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
It's
though.
A knife.
I know. Yeah, thank you.
Look what it can do.
Don't play with that.
No, it's, I'm kidding.
We're goofing. We goof sometimes, and our goofs seem dangerous.
But just so you know, I got this for safety. If anybody's messing with us, they're going to get the knife.
I appreciate that.
Well, welcome to my boat. A little
Sweltering Springs tradition. As you enter the boat, please just say one honest thing about yourself.
My name is Strundleteet, and I'm embarrassed by my height.
My name is Duder, and I can't. I smell.
Just so you guys also know, a lot of people see it. A lot of people wonder what it is. I was bit by a beetle. So this big mound on my shoulder is not going away. That's a beetle bite. It's not contagious. I'm not sick. It's a beetle bite.
From a beetle?
From a beetle. I thought it, yeah. It's
because usually beetle. There are bugs that bite. I've never known beetles to be biting bugs.
Oh, yeah, this pincers, is a special beetle. I believe them to.
I guess so, yeah. I've just never heard of
anyone. I've never seen one leave a mound on a person.
Well, this was a special beetle.
Okay.
Not only did it hurt, because it did really hurt, but ever since then I've been having visions. Visions of the future. Visions of truth, I think.
Wow.
Oh, and I'm also an amateur baker.
Wow, that'd be beautiful.
Oh, by the way, I should let you know I'm a warlock, and I do I did make a pact with the Fey Arch, a Fey Arch pact, it shouldn't be a problem. Like, no, I don't have to do anything weird or anything. I'm not gonna like be weird or anything like that.
Oh. Was this just a pact or was it an oath? Like, it wasn't a blood oath.
You could say that I was given some cool power. I've been given some cool powers that are very good for the boat. They're good for the boat. Mm-hmm.
Don't touch me.
Sorry, I'm very sorry.
Kerp starts crying. I'm a virgin. I'm just a virgin. And
What? No way!
I know. I seem so cool. I just haven't. I'm 95 years old, and I'm just hitting my prime, and I just feel a little, like, weird about it, and I'm overcompensating.
Very brave, Kurt. I'm Sago Glegg. I avoided conscription in the army because I said that I had flat feet, when in reality I was a coward and did not want to go to war.
Wow. Welcome to the pine cone, everyone.
Beauty, just like we left there.
As he says, welcome to the pine cone, you hear a bell ringing, kind of like the bell from before, but it sounds a little more, like there's a little more urgency to it. And then you hear the boatman go from this bell that's like higher up on the hill, like, "Hey, get off! Excuse me, get off of that boat!
Get the boat off the dock!
I think he said get the boat."
I heard get off that boat. Are we okay here?
That's our cue. Hurry! And he pulls the ropes in. He starts like doing the mast. He's doing every like little like step to get the boat, the rigging going.
Pine cone. This is the pine cone out.
You hear sort
he's
of
sucking into a pine cone like it's a walkie-talkie.
Pine cone.
As this commotion starts to as you move busily trying to get the boat going,
pine cone.
Get aft.
You see people just start coming out of the Hothead Saloon, just like looking confused.
Sorry, aft is back. What? You sure that's where you wanted me?
Okay. Bow. Get to the bow.
Move to the front and drop the sails.
Hey, what's going on? You see, from the restaurant, starts running down the hill. It looks like Shep is sprinting down the hill.
This isn't your boat, is it?
Towards you.
If it wasn't our boat, why would it say pinecone and fresh paint?
And as the sails fall, I cast gust.
You guys gust into the sails.
Into the sails?
Saga, you feel your body lurch as the boat just starts to go out into the waters. And as you go out into the waters, you see this, as the steam sort of picks up, the boat is now, like, you see Garp manning the helm. He's turning the wheel. He's getting the boat out onto the main waterway, and you kind of merge with the river and start going down. As soon as you hit the main drag of water, you feel like this huge uptick in heat from the river itself.
Sure this is safe, fellas? I that feels like we weren't supposed to take this boat
out. We have done this 100 times. This boat has seen so much worse. I think those people were all drunk.
That's my boat!
What's he saying?
Wasted.
What's he saying?
That's wasted. That's my boat. My bow?
It sounds like gibberish.
Now, you have started getting pulled in by the current of the river. It's so weird. You see these gouts of steam kind of popping up from left and right. Even some, like, almost natural gas-looking ones. Just, like, a vent of fire pops up. And Garf is like, it should be perfectly safe. As you start pulling out into this, like, main body of water, you see that Shep is now sprinting next to the boat. He's looking at you guys. There was a civility with him before. He is now looking extremely pissed, and he rips open his shirt, and you see that he's covered in tattoos. They look like very... He's looking more and more like the bad guy from Gangs of New York, or, you know, like a Bill the Butcher kind of guy. He's, like, very brutal, but, like, kind of... well-dressed guy. He's holding two cleavers, and he's running, and he's looking at you, and he looks at you and points to you, Saga, and goes, "You're dead! You're dead!"
I didn't know!
You, Deuter, "You're dead!" Points to you, Teed, and says, "You're dead! That's my boat!"
Is he mad at you guys?
He throws a cleaver. It's a two, it just sails past your head. Garf is like, uh-oh, that should be fine. I
never liked you anyway, and I'm with my best friend Sago now.
Don't say my name very loud.
Sago Glegg, you hear it? Never forget his name, Sago Glegg. Last name Glegg, first name Sago.
My hand on his mouth.
You see him carving Sago Glegg into his chest.
Trundle Deed.
Deuter? Is it Deuter?
Deuter.
Writes that down
heavy
in his chest.
T.
And Garf, I know you're R. It's a T.
Yes.
Crosses out the D and puts a T.
Yeah. You're all dead.
He starts running on all fours.
He should ask the spelling all the time. I see so many tattoos with crossed out letters. Always ask the spelling first.
You know, in the heat of the moment, you know, sometimes you got a pen and not a pencil.
Scarf talking for him, I guess. You feel the boat just, like, being pulled into more of the major current of the water. It seems pretty wild with these gouts of heat. It seems like there's cooler pockets, too, but as you get going, you feel the rapids and the pace of the water go up and up and up and up, and you're going faster and faster and faster. And Garf turns to you guys, and he's like, the water be treacherous, that's for sure. But it is only sort of out of an abundance of caution that we stay at Sweltering Springs. It is any one of the captains, myself included, could navigate these waters if we have to. You see him turn around, grab the wheel, and a gout of steam coming from a wave to his right blows his head off. And you see this headless body, like, just like for just because it was holding the wheel, just holding it as a vent with the force of a volcano shoots steam out that rips this man's head off.
What have you guys gotten me into?
Oh my god!
What have you guys gotten me into?
He's fine.
I've had two relaxing days in the past week, and now I'm back in a fuck.
Just take a couple of deep breaths, okay? That was crazy to see. What? I will say out of the gate, I agree.
The boat is careening out of control. The hands are holding it steadily forward, but
I walk up behind him and hold his hands on it because I'm like, I don't want to move the body.
And I jump on top of the steering wheel.
We've got
maybe
it.
The weight will help it stabilize.
We've got it. I think the most important thing to do right now is stay calm and know that we listen. We needed to leave this is in our boat, but we can figure this out, okay?
Another cleaver lands on the side of the boat.
I cast Gust again to try to get us to go faster.
The boat is going faster, and as you look forward, you hear the waves picking up, and you hear the noise of what seems to be some sort of drop ahead of you. As the waves crest some edge, you can't see the three of you, Kerp, and a headless body of Garf on the pine cone, heading towards whatever is in front of you. Feels like a drop. That's where we're gonna end this episode.
Whoa.
A fun. It's. Maybe I think this takes the cake for worst group. Just least goodwill towards a group.
Yes. A group that people, the universe hates. Yes. Not that we're bad.
No. You guys are not bad. You guys are wonderful. Wow. Fun first episode. How are y'all doing? I mean, Ryan, first time playing D&D.
It's really fun. That was really fun. I definitely feel like I maybe broke some rules, but I enjoyed it a lot.
No such thing.
Oh, good.
The rule of cool, they say.
You broke the T-Mobile no modern technology rule. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Everybody gets one. Yeah. That's it for this episode. Why don't we just do a round of plugs, and we'll start with Dan, if you're ready.
At Dan Lippert Cool on social media, which that's that. And then I have a feeling we'll all plug some of the same stuff, but Big Grande website for the sketch and improv and podcast from the three of us and Drew Tarver, and Man Dog Pod for me and Ryan's conversation and improv podcast.
Cool.
Yeah, you can find me at It's John Mackey on all of the social medias. And you can listen to the Brett DeMott Show with Buddy, which is a podcast that I do with our buddy David Brown. And you can find that online in all the podcast apps. And then, yeah, biggrandewebsite.com. Just to say it one more time, biggrandewebsite.com. Buy a bunch of podcasts and other stuff.
Nice.
And I'm on social media as Chosenberg, and mostly the things they've already said, so I won't repeat them.
Yeah,
biggrandewebsite.com.
For those who are uninitiated, this is three-fourths of the group Big Grande, and they have very funny stuff that you can listen to right after this and watch as well. For me, I add Zach Oyama and stuff. Thanks for listening to the up, and we'll be back with these, a talk back for this, and then also the second episode of this arc after that. Wow. Fun stuff. Thanks for listening.